And very happy to welcome in our next guest as we welcome in on the phone the newest member of the Calgary Flames, Travis Hamonic, acquired by the Flames in a deal with the New York Islanders this afternoon. Travis, thanks so much for doing this today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited and couldn't be happier.
Tell me about, I guess, first of all, your instant reaction to joining the Calgary Flames.
Yeah, I think my wife and I are very, very excited, and that's probably an understatement. I think, as an organization, a team that I obviously grew up watching, being a Western Canadian kid myself, there's always a team that you grow up watching and wanting to play for, especially, playing junior hockey in Moose Jaw, Calgary being so close that you always think it'd be pretty cool to play in a city like that and for a team like that. So to have it finally happen now, beyond thrilled is probably the best way to explain it. And I know that my wife and I are very excited to be living in Calgary. It's a great city and we're thrilled.
Did you have an inkling that this was going to happen? I guess take us through the last 24, 48 hours for you.
Yeah, it's obviously draft time is always busy for a lot of teams, and there's certainly a lot of rumors and things like, that floating around. And I'd have to be living under a rock not to see my name in the media like it's been for the last couple of days. But I think just a sense of excitement and, gratefulness that you're going to a place like Calgary is probably the best way to sum it up.
So, when you have your name out there like that, is it an uncertain time? Is it apprehension for you, knowing that kind of you're in limbo in a lot of ways? How do you deal with that as a player?
Yeah, I think that you just got to focus on doing your normal thing, whether it's trade rumors throughout the season where guys are just going to say, well, all they can do is control what they can control and go out and play. It's much of the same thing now. It's it's out of my hands, and truthfully, you just control what you can control, and that's just, what it was like. And then you finally get the call, and you're just hoping that it's somewhere good and somewhere where you're excited to be. And it hits every check in the box for us, for sure, to be going to Calgary.
Travis Hamonic is with us, the newest member of the Calgary Flames. He's acquired by Calgary in a deal with the New York Islanders today. Tell us about the last 18 months for you. It's kind of been different in that, there was the trade request that came out and obviously only for personal reasons, and then that got rescinded. You played the entire season with the New York Islanders. Tell us about the last 18 months or so and kind of how turbulent it's been for you.
Yeah, well, I think you summed it up pretty good right there in a matter of seconds. But, I appreciate everybody throughout the process really respecting me and my family's privacy, and I think that was a huge thing, and I certainly really appreciated the Islanders standing by me through it all. That's a good organization over there, and I'm certainly appreciative of how everything happened. It's been kind of a whirlwind and not a situation and a process that you necessarily want to have, that aired publicly. But we got through it, and now we're on the other side, and extremely excited to just look forward and move forward for me and my family, and to be a part of the Calgary Flames now.
Can you expand a little bit on just how well it was dealt with on the Islanders' side of things and Garth Snow?
Yeah, Garth is probably one of the most loyal, if not the most loyal people I've met. In my lifetime so far, and the teammates there, honestly, everyone was so supportive. I owe a lot to a lot of people in that organization for how they helped me and my family through that process. So from day one, everyone was very understanding and compassionate, and so for that, I owe a ton of gratitude towards, and it's certainly something that I always remember.
The New York Islanders, the only team that you've ever known in the NHL. You go back to your time with them starting in 2010 and now moving on. Just sum up your time playing with the Islanders.
That was great. Like I said, I owe a lot to that organization. They gave me an opportunity and quite frankly, a really young age. And And Garth Snow constantly showed trust and loyalty in me and my game and my family. And so with that, I owe a lot to Garth, certainly, because he gave me every opportunity that I've had. And with that, you know, Jack Capuano as well. He came up from the minors, and he called me up shortly after and immediately showed so much trust in me as a person and my game as a hockey player. And the time that me and my family had there was great, and we loved every second of it. And the teammates that I played with throughout the years, I think that's really what makes the organization so great, is the people that are there. So that's going to be hard to move. But with saying that, we're thrilled to go to Calgary. I couldn't be more excited than, being a farm boy myself from, outside of Winnipeg, and my wife coming from a small town as well, just outside of Winnipeg. We're extremely, extremely thrilled to just throw ourselves into the Calgary lifestyle.
One more thought on your time with the Islanders is, how would you look back on this past season for you?
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty well documented as a team. We certainly, fell short of what we wanted to. And for myself, it certainly wasn't a season where I felt I was at my standards. It was just kind of a frustrating season for me as far as my play. And I know that doesn't really indicate what kind of player I am. And not that this is any sort of excuse at all, but a couple fluke injuries. So it just kind of seemed like it was one of those seasons. And I'm extremely excited to put that behind me and play to my capabilities, which I know that I can, and that I have a high standard for myself. And I think that's important. So I am extremely ready and excited to prove myself, the Flames organization, for taking, this to get me on their team. And I want to prove myself to them and certainly the city of Calgary and the fans.
With new Flames defenseman Travis Hamonic here as we continue from the 2017 NHL draft acquired from the New York Islanders this afternoon. What do you know about the Flames and the new team that you're joining, Travis?
Yeah, well, I know they're a great young team. Obviously, you always hear about the Flames. They're on TV. You're hearing about them. They got some great guys, great skilled players up front. Obviously, and then some of the defensemen they have there, some of the best in the league, bar none, for sure. So to be joining a team like that, especially to be joining a D-core like that, it would make any defenseman excited to know that you're going to be surrounded with great partners. I think that is amazing. And then they go out and get Mike Smith just recently. He's one of the best goaltenders in the league, so... you're looking at a team where you're going, man, I'm just so thrilled and excited to just be a part of. And you want to be a part of something special all the time as a player, and I think I have an opportunity for that here.
You mentioned that blue line. Mark Giordano, TJ Brody, Dougie Hamilton already there, and then you kind of added to complete that top four. Just a little bit more of a scouting report on those three guys that you're joining on the Flames back end.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, a guy like TJ Brody, it seems like he could skate for 25. Like, he could probably skate from Winnipeg to Calgary and never get tired. his skating ability is just something that, as you watch as an opposing player, and it's kind of admirable how someone like that, moves on the ice. So, that's something that's pretty impressive. And you watch a guy like Mark Giordano, who's probably one of the best leaders in the NHL. From everything I've heard about Mark, he's a tremendous person. And I'm excited to get to know him. And I think on the hockey side of things, you watch him, he's probably one of the most complete defensemen in the NHL on both sides of the puck. And then you got a guy like Dougie Hamilton, who's, again, skates like the wind. His offensive capabilities that are really, really impressive and something that's admirable. And, I played against Dougie for a couple of years when he was in Boston. I got to see a lot of him and realized that, geez, there's some really good defensemen on the Flames. So it didn't, try and insert myself into a defensive core and realize that kind of whoever I'm playing with, I'm going to be with a really good partner. So that's truly pretty exciting for me.
For Flames fans listening, maybe aren't totally familiar with you, Travis, how would you describe yourself as a player?
Yeah, well, I think that, I'm certainly someone that defensively is probably something that I'm better suited for and would be my bread and butter, but I think I have some offensive capabilities that I can chip in offensively with. But I'm someone that is certainly going to pour my heart and soul into the team, into the city, and not look back and keep pushing forward. So I'm just someone who's really excited.
Couple more for you. Travis Hammack, newest member of the Calgary Flames, and I wanted to finish off with the week that was for you on the really positive side. Tell us about winning the NHL Foundation Award earlier this week, Travis.
Yeah, that's that was something that's quite frankly pretty humbling experience. To go to Vegas and be a part of the awards, something that you never really think that you're going to be a part of, and then you realize how first class the NHL and the NHLPA is for how they put it on and how the event is ran. It's unbelievable. But for reasons that I was there, I think that's the humbling part. And it's for something that obviously I hold really dear to my heart, and the work that I do with my charity is something that is quite important to me and my family both. So to get recognized for that, it was awesome. But truthfully, so many guys do such amazing work in the community. So I think the award that I was recognized with is more so should be an award for everybody, congratulating everybody on the work that they've been doing in the community. But it was a very humbling experience for sure.
Final thought, can you just tell us a little bit more about the D Partner program you ran in New York and what was behind it?
Yeah, well, after my dad passed away when I was 10 years old, and in the coming years, we had sold the farm back in St. Malo where we grew up, and obviously life without my dad was much more different for my family and I, and it was kind of a hard process to go through. And so when I got to New York, I really wanted an opportunity to try and give back to the community and try to give back to some of the young kids who have lost parents, so unfortunately, it seemed only fitting that I'd be able to, do work with kids who have lost a parent. And throughout the years in New York, the program has built or has grown. And basically, we have, I invite the kid to a game that's lost the parents, to come with their family or whichever parent is still with them. And they come and they get away from kind of their real life situation for, 3 or 4 hours and enjoy themselves and have a blast at the game and just try to remove themselves from their own little cocoon that they're living in of some hard times. And then they, come down, and I think the real amazing and neat thing and the part that's most humbling for me is that they entrust me with their life story after the game, and we have an opportunity to share some stuff. So I think that's the real rewarding part for sure.
Travis, really appreciate the time. I know it's been a whirlwind day for you, so thanks so much for spending some time with us this afternoon, and enjoy your time with the Flames.
Thank you very much.
Travis Hamonic is the newest member of the Calgary Flames joining us here this afternoon as Hamonic comes over along with a fourth-round pick to the Flames in exchange for a first-round pick and a pair of second-round picks going the other way to the New York Islanders. Talked about it right there. Forming a pretty solid, pretty formidable top four group with the Calgary Flames.